Welcome to episode 2295 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day four of our series. This week, the theme is manifesting your dreams. It's a chance for you to discover meditation techniques and insight to live your life in a way that allows you a fresh new start, because the world is a different place. We are now in our second year of life in a pandemic, and as you maneuver your way around the ins and outs of this pandemic, there's no reason to put your hopes and your dreams on hold. I've heard from many of you who have told me that you feel like you can't really move forward until the pandemic ends. You're kind of waiting. You feel like you're in this stall mode. Others of you have told me that you feel like, in a way, this pandemic has been one of the best things that has ever happened to you, because you have allowed yourself to slow down and reevaluate how you were living your life. And although the pandemic has been a horrible experience for so many people, especially if you contracted the coronavirus or you lost loved ones or your job or the many ways the pandemic seeps into our lives, so many of you have said that you're ready to begin a new life regardless of the coronavirus. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation that follows along with the law of attraction. And this is a 7-step process that you will be guided through as you meditate today. Know that, as always, if you want to explore this theme a little more deeply, maybe you are there ready to recreate your life, there is a full week's meditation series of this same theme, manifesting your dreams, on the Sip and Om meditation app. And you always receive a full week free. That's an entire series free, as well as the journal and the slowdown guide that go right along with the meditation series. So that's where you can always find more support. I want to know how your challenge is coming along this week. If you are just joining us, every week we explore a challenge where you go on a quest. It's a daily quest that you go on for an entire week throughout an entire theme. Your quest this week is a manifestation quest, where you are invited to visualize in the morning when you wake up whatever it is you want to bring into your life. Do this for a few minutes every morning and notice how attuned you become to whatever it is you're seeking. I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator, Kitty, who lives in the UK. She reached out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram and sent me a direct message, which I encourage you to do. I love to hear how you're enjoying your meditation ritual and also if you manifest. Kitty says, "I try to manifest every night before I journal and meditate, and whatever I manifest does actually tend to happen, but I'm not sure if that's just a coincidence." So, Kitty, I want to thank you for your message. And this is an example where Kitty manifests before she goes to bed at night. So for your challenge, you could switch the time. You could visualize in the evening before you go to bed rather than in the morning. But I will say that when you start your day manifesting and focusing on what it is you want to bring into your life, you will be amazed by how often you notice things happening during the day that have to do with what you're manifesting. And do I think this is coincidence? I do think that when we consciously think about something, that is what we're focusing on, and that's often what we notice around us. So these same things might be around you day in and day out, but because you're not really focused on certain things in your life, you don't notice them. So that's why I think it's important to try to start your day visualizing what it is you want. And if you also could end your day with this same visualization, it helps you to even focus more. And as you sleep, it's nice to ease into sleep with whatever it is you're wanting to manifest into your life. So, I invite you now to settle yourself down to meditate. This is a law of attraction meditation where you're going to be guided through 7 steps. I'll also invite you to do today's meditation technique. This is a mudra. A mudra is simply a way you position your hands that allows you to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. So it's another way for you to focus. This is called the Anjali or prayer mudra. It's easy to do. I share a photo on the Instagram on Sip and Om. You simply press your hands together at your chest. Your fingers are upward, and it looks like you are praying. When you do this mudra, you activate both the right and left hemispheres of your brain. When you do this mudra, you may automatically feel as though you are making a request. So, as you close your eyes and gently elevate them upward to the point between your eyebrows, straighten your spine and begin to notice how you're feeling today. Name your mood and think about what might have triggered the mood you're in right now. Begin to notice your breath. And think about what it is that you want. This is the first step. Get clear on what you want to bring into your life. Next, ask the universe for it, or pray to God for it, whatever feels most comfortable to you. Next, take action. Help the universe make this happen for you. Visualize yourself as the person you would want to become in order to achieve whatever you manifest. What would you need to do? Next, trust the process. Begin to open up and feel receptive so you can receive what it is you seek. Now, acknowledge what is being sent to you along the way. what is around you that could help you as you manifest. Now increase your vibration. Increase your energy. Feel yourself uplifted. Feel centered and strong within yourself, focused on what it is you want. Finally, clear all resistance. Notice where you hold resistance in your body. Begin to let it go. Name the resistance and gently ease away from it. These are the 7 steps to manifest anything you want. An article from the Huffington Post by Natalie Guerin. Continue to sit in stillness, manifesting and allowing yourself to simply be. You are so worth slowing down for.